This is WRFI News. I'm Celia Clark. Here are some of today's headlines. Early voting starts on Saturday, October 28th. New York State Attorney General Letitia James has launched an election protection hotline for any voters experiencing problems. There's also a frequently asked questions guide available to help voters with absentee ballot or voter registration problems. Complaints can be submitted through an online form or by calling a hotline. Links to those are on our website, wrfi.org/news. Early voting lasts through November 5th. The general election is on Tuesday, November 7th. New York's red flag laws have been expanded to cover incidents of gender-based and intimate partner violence. Under the law, judges can issue an extreme risk protection order that prevents someone accused of domestic violence from possessing a firearm. The Albany Times Union reports that until now, the laws only related to domestic violence cases. Governor Kathy Hochul announced $1 million to train community organizations on how to file for orders to have weapons removed from alleged abusers. Advocates say the law helps save lives by removing firearms from homes where abuse is happening. The law is headed to the U.S. Supreme Court. Opponents of red flag laws say they deny people of their Second Amendment rights who have not been convicted of any crime. Tensions on Cornell's campus are rising over the war between Israel and Hamas. Last week, University President Martha Pollack announced that Cornell police patrols and presence on campus have been increased. The Ithaca Voice says the change was made as some students and faculty members reported having their photographs, home addresses, and other personal information made public on websites or flyers around campus. Students who've spoken or attended rallies have reported having their photographs taken, being intimidated while attending pro-Palestinian rallies, or being followed home after events. On Wednesday, students held back-to-back rallies, one in support of Israel, another in support of Palestinian people. For more local news or to subscribe to our podcast, go to wrfi.org/news.